You cannot start with this and start bowing down to this mob. People have to start saying, screw you. You don't get to cancel me. You don't get to tell me who I am. I know who I am.
And hey, now, you guys, how do we sound? How do we sound? Because
we sound good.
We had our producer fixing us this
right,
morning.
Right, right. I won't have my husband texting me going, turn on your damn microphone.
You idiot.
Right. How long have you been doing radio?
Mm-hmm. What was I going to say?
I don't know because I got about 3 hours of sleep last night.
I know,
Mock.
You guys, same, because my dog, God, she is driving me crazy.
Right.
Anyway, that is neither here nor there. The reason that she's in our bed right now is because she is allowed in the bed. But right now, too, I think it's because she's so enjoying the MyPillow sheets. And so now she keeps body slamming us. And I don't know what that's about, but I'm totally blaming it on how awesome the sheets are. She just wants to feel all luxurious, like when she slams into the sheets. And this is what you get when you get Giza sheets from MyPillow. You get luxury. That's
yes,
what you
do.
Get.
You get like you're a normal person like me who gets luxury. And that's like a fantastic thing.
And the dogs are all about it.
Yeah.
They're all about it.
I can't have a Great Dane in the bed with me unless my husband is gone. I do that every so often because Cash will be like, oh, he's gone. Alpha male's gone. I'm up there. See ya. Yeah, that's what happens.
Well, and now sheets, of course, are buy one, get one free at MyPillow using code chicks or just chicks. Use that code yeah. And you will get buy one, get one free on any sheet and towel set. And the towels are to die for. Call 800-875-0513 or go to MyPillow.com and get yourself some stuff. And not even just those things. Those are the buy one, get one free offers. But
right.
They have so many
They have
things.
Robes. They have beach towels. They have all the things. They have pajamas, you guys. They're scrumptious. They're awesome.
I'm going to get me some. I'm going to get me some. I love the little plaid ones.
Uh-huh.
I love them.
I just like the royal blue ones that Kira had on the other day. I really like those.
Yeah,
those are
awesome
my style.
Too.
I love those so much. Can we talk about quickly that Joe Biden's live feed was cut off at the end of the virtual meeting at the White House? Did you
it
guys
was
see
so
that?
Awkward.
Yeah, because
so
they're like, oh no, damn, he can't take questions, you guys. No. Mm-mm.
And he wanted to. That's what was so crazy is you
right.
could see in that moment how terrified they are to let Joe Biden speak without like
without a
script.
Yeah. With a script or a teleprompter
yeah.
or people handling him. It would have been like, what was his first full press conference after 43 days in office? And he was like, oh yeah, I'll take, oh.
And they just cut, he was talking to some chick named Charlotte and he was like, I'm happy to answer any questions if that's what I'm supposed to do, Charlotte. And then it's like, and then the feed is just done. It was so awkward and cringe. Oh my God.
Yeah. And they were like, you're not allowed to speak on your own, Joe. This is the Truman Show. This is the Truman Show. You don't go off script. No.
It was bad. It was almost as cringe as Andrew Cuomo's apology. Oh, you guys, that presser. I watched it live because, of course, I was like, oh, my God, I wonder what he's going to say.
I did not. Tell us how it went, Mock, for those of us who did not watch it live.
Well, so he did his normal COVID thing.
Right.
And then, you know, they gave no hints about what his statement would be other than that he was going to have a statement. So people were like, maybe he'll resign. I mean, people were hopeful, but most people were like, he's not going to resign.
No.
And so he started to say, you know, about the allegations that are out there right now. I have learned that my behavior made people feel uncomfortable. And then he gets all choked up and he throws in the Emmy. He's hoping for another Emmy, I think.
Right,
so he
right.
Put on like the really choked.
Like
sort
the soap opera voice.
Yeah,
like
the soap opera voice.
Yeah. He was like, listen, if this doesn't work out, I can maybe go work at Days of Our Lives.
And I know a guy that's on CNN. Maybe he'll
right.
hire me.
Right. Right. It worked out really well for him. Yeah.
So it was, oh God, it was so anyway, it was really dumb too, because he said that he like never ever meant to make anybody uncomfortable. That was never his intention, but
right.
now he understands that maybe he did. And then he answered a question at some point where they were like, okay, you said you never touched anyone inappropriately, but there's basically photos out there of you doing those things and like holding people's faces.
Touching people inappropriately.
Right. And he was
right.
like, no, because my dad, you know, that's our family. I kiss men, I kiss children and women. That's just how I greet people. I'm just super affectionate. I'm Italian, whatever. So
right.
it was
all the Italians in the world are like, oh, Dang it, why did you go there?
That's not who we are, man.
Why did you have to throw us under the bus like that, Cuomo?
It was not.
Right.
It was not good at all.
That was cringe.
And he won't resign. I mean, the bottom line is that he said, I was hired to do a job by the people of New York, not politicians, and I need to do that those people's job for them. I'm doing their job that they hired me to do, so I'm not resigning.
No, and I mean, he won't do that. In fact, he'll probably be like, can I have another raise?
In fact, I'm just going to give myself one because
I'm going to go ahead and give myself another raise because, you know, just feel like I deserve that. I'm Andrew Cuomo, and I approve this raise.
God, I mean, seriously, he's just
what a complete
awful
jerk that guy is.
God. And he did this thing too, where there was a couple weird things to his voice, his affect that was just really funny. Like there was one part where he said "every," like he really started to speak super slowly, and instead of saying "every" like a normal human being, he said "every," like super slow. And then there was the stuff that he repeated a couple of times, sometimes even three times. I never did anything inappropriate. I never did anything inappropriate. He just would repeat it. It was really bizarre the way that he was doing the whole thing.
Right.
It was icky.
Didn't like it. He really does just need, like he should have just stepped down, you know?
Yeah. Because at this point, he is a huge distraction. I mean, nobody can deny that. He just needs to get out of the way and just...
Yeah, and between that and the nursing home stuff, you're just a total loser.
Yeah, and that didn't even come up.
No.
Right? So he has the COVID presser, and he does a statement about the sexual harassment stuff. Then there's questions that never came up.
No.
And that's kind of a big deal.
You think? This is the thing. It's like people are so focused on the sexual harassment stuff. It's like they've completely lost sight of the fact. I mean, like Janice Dean's over here going, hello?
Yeah.
Hello? Is anybody doing their journalistic? Oh, I guess there's no journalists left in the world. We're not going to focus on that at all either. We're just going to, it's like, I swear, it's like cats with lasers, you know?
Yeah.
It's like, where's the laser today? You know?
It's just awful. Okay. Meghan Markle, there was another teaser clip released. And you guys, if you are part of the Chicks on the Right Insiders group, we're having a party on Sunday.
We're going to have to do it like at 7:30 on Sunday to do, like, we're basically going to tailgate the Meghan and no bald Harry. Harry.
Let me get my little balls.
Right. We're going to tailgate it. And then we're going to talk about some other stuff too. And we're going to do it in our pajamas with our crowns on.
Yeah. I got to find a crown. So it's going to be 7:30 Eastern time.
Right.
If you are a Chicks on the Right Facebook insiders. So today the teaser that they released is of her saying she calls the royal family the firm.
Are you kidding?
No.
The firm. Wait,
she calls it the firm.
Okay, because that's so interesting because I saw on Daily Mail today something about the firm, and I thought she was referring to like a law firm.
No, she said because Oprah said like the teaser clip that they released. Oprah asks her something like, you know, are you expecting backlash from the family? And she said, well, I mean, I can't believe that they would expect us to stay silent when the firm is engaged in such a like they're basically involved in a bullying campaign against us.
Oh my God.
So, I mean, it is going to be like so juicy.
Okay. It is on.
Right. And she called it the firm. What the hell? Oh,
that's, I mean, she is like, she has completely damaged any relationship that he will have with his family ever again. I mean, it's like destroyed it. She's completely destroyed it.
And I think she thinks that she's going to come across as some sort of sympathetic character. I think the overwhelming majority of people are going to look at her as a total family wrecker.
Right.
You know?
Right.
Dislike.
I mean, wow.
Right? I mean, damn.
The firm?
The firm. I couldn't believe that that's how she referred to them, but that is how she refers to them.
Oh, my
okay.
God.
I have a great videos to show you. This is amazing. So this is a woman in I think it's either a Starbucks drive-through or a McDonald's drive-through. And she's in the drive-through. She is alone in her car, okay? And the guy in the window, the guy who's like going to give her whatever she ordered, says, do you have a mask? So to I'm just going to show it to you because you're not going to believe this conversation.
All right.
Okay. Give me one. I need you to wear a mask.
So you can hand me a mask?
I can hand you one, yeah.
But you can't hand me the drink without a mask?
You've got to wear a mask.
How does that make any sense?
That's what I just need you to wear a mask. Can you, do you mind?
Well, if you can hand me a mask, why can't you just hand me the drink?
I can hand you the mask.
So hand me a mask, but he can't hand me my drink. Makes perfect sense, right?
I mean, what the hell was happening?
Oh my God. Like, we have reached...
She's in her car alone going through a drive-thru, and he was going to give her a hand her a mask that she was going to then take from his hands
and put it on her face and then take the drink.
And then take the drink. I mean, it's so stupid. I cannot.
We've reached peak stupidity. Like, I can't. Oh my God.
I know. I just am like, what?
How? And you know, and that's the thing is that so many liberals would be like, what? That's the science. Don't you want to follow the science?
I mean,
good
come
Lord.
On. That's just that.
Oh, my God.
You don't get dumber than that. Like, that is as dumb as it comes, right?
I can't. I just cannot with these people.
I know.
Hey, we're the chicks. We're coming at you. And we're talking about AMAC, which is the right alternative to AARP.
And I love AMAC because they actually lobby for conservative causes, which is the greatest benefit of all. And that's on top of the discounts and all of the help that they give you, learning about Social Security and Medicare plans and all that stuff. They're amazing.
Yeah, they're awesome. We stand with AMAC and you should too. You can get them at amac.us/chicks. That's amac.us/chicks.
Membership options starting at only $16 and they include your spouse. Do it today. Sign up right now. amac.us/chicks. Remember how we did a whole podcast episode on The Bachelor and that whole hullabaloo with the chick that was on the, that did the party with the
and
big
they called her racist because basically she was raised in the South.
Yeah. And then remember how, what's the guy's name? Is it Chris Harrison? Chris Hansen? What's his name? Hansen is To Catch a Predator.
Right.
Chris Harrison. I think it's Harrison.
I barely remember.
So he's apologized again.
Why?
I don't know. He keeps apologizing. He keeps showing up on different TV programs to continue to talk about how much he was wrong to defend the fact that she wore a puffy dress a party.
I think he doesn't want to be Gina Carano-ified, right?
Yeah.
And this is the problem, is that people are bowing to the mob. They're doing this way too much. And they see people like her who get, you know, fired for putting out a tweet, which was completely reasonable. I mean, it was fine for her to put out that tweet and just exercise her First Amendment rights, right? And so, I don't know, somebody thinks that this chick is a racist. And he's like, just defending her because he had defended her. And so he's afraid now that he's going to get canceled and lose his precious job in Hollywood. So he's afraid. He's afraid of the mob. And this is the problem with people nowadays. They're so afraid of this stupid mob that they're going back on their integrity, you know, instead of like fighting for themselves and who they are as people, you know, I find it disgusting. Like, don't bow down to the mob, you know?
Yeah, because once you do, man, they will keep moving the goalposts. They'll keep being offended by literally everything. I mean,
what have you got to gain? You have nothing to gain from that. Nothing. Because they'll just destroy you anyway.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, and the groveling was so disgusting because he basically said, I am so sorry for the pain I've caused. I am listening. I have hurt so many people. And I'm like, you literally said that maybe in 2018, before things got completely out of control, it was suitable for her to attend a puffy dress party. That's all you said.
Right.
And then he was like, and I had the audacity to invoke the woke police, which was so offensive and insulting.
Right.
And I'm just like, dude, oh my God, you are the biggest pussy right now.
Right. Totally. I'm glad that you said, yeah, it's exactly right. He is a big pussy. And here's the thing is like, even people like Bill Burr, is talking, the comedian Bill Burr, he's talking about how this is insanity. They're coming, and he stood up for Gina, the Mandalorian chick. And, you know, Bill Maher is even speaking out against this. You know how much, like, we agree with Bill Maher is like 5% of the time.
Right.
You know, and Bill Maher is even like, you guys, they're coming after, you know, they will turn on leftists too. Like, this cancel culture stuff is bad. It's bad across the board, because eventually everybody will get canceled. You know what I mean? Like, leftists will get, and they are. They will get canceled. And so you cannot start with this and start bowing down to this mob. People have to start saying, screw you. You don't get to cancel me. You don't get to tell me who I am. I know who I am. You can F off.
Yeah.
You know? And so this is the problem, is these people are weak. they are weak. And that is what, it's disheartening to me that these people aren't standing up to this mob. You have to do it. You know, they have to stand up.
He is definitely not doing that. He is doing the exact opposite of that.
So many people aren't, which is why the mob is winning.
Yeah, you know? Exactly. And where does it end? Because, you know, now we got all this white fragility, critical race theory bullshit. And so now if we're expected to, you know, feel terrible about our whiteness, at what point will just existing as a white person be offensive?
Right.
You know, at what point will we just be not allowed to participate in society because of the color of our skin?
Right. And it goes back to what Gina Carano said in her tweet. I mean, the premise of her tweet was talking about how one half of the country is starting to hate the other half of the country. And that is exactly what happened in Nazi Germany. That's what she was talking about. She put that out there as a tweet. Like, what she said had merit. I mean, it's something to actually discuss as a country, for people to talk about, to sit down at a table and talk about as a country. I don't think that there was a problem at all with her tweet. And it's something for us to sit down and go, you know what? I mean, this is something we should probably, you know, because people aren't getting along right now. And there's a reason that people aren't getting along. And a lot of it has to do with the media and with this cancel culture and with all the bullshit that's happening in our country. And just to keep canceling people and for people to be afraid is not going to help.
No, and it just makes people turn on each other.
Right.
And start, and that's her, that was the point of her, of that photographic tweet that she put out, where she was saying neighbors started to rat out each other.
Right.
It was all of this, you know, turning each other in. This is crazy.
That by its very nature is cancel culture.
Yeah. And if you look back at any country's history, whenever there has been censorship, whenever there has been book banning, it always starts from a certain party and it always ends really badly.
Right.
And I don't understand how somebody like a Jeff Bezos doesn't have that basic intelligence to understand what he does when he starts banning books.
Right.
He banned a book by Ryan Anderson that's 3 years old about transgender issues. Because Ryan Anderson, wanted to present another side, wanted to present a side that says, hey, maybe, converting kids when they're toddlers is a terrible thing.
Right.
And it's been available on Amazon for 3 years. Only now Amazon has decided to pull it for violating community standards.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, in this corner, please enjoy this copy of Mein Kampf. It's all yours for the low price of $15.
Can you even with this garbage? Yeah. And on that same, and on that same vein, if you haven't seen Rand Paul take on the HHS secretary or whatever,
yeah,
check it out on our site, because it's a thing of beauty and it's something that everybody should see. And of course, nobody in the mainstream media is talking about it. But Rand Paul asked the question, do you think it's okay for little kids, 5 and 6 year olds, to have sex change surgery?
Yeah. And he used the words genital mutilation, which I was like, good for him.
Yeah. Which is what it is.
Yeah. I mean, how do you not think that when you're slicing up a penis or like destroying a vagina, I don't know what else you call that.
Right. And he asked the question like 2 or 3 times. And when he's asking the HHS secretary this stuff, and she wouldn't answer the question, would not answer the question. And he was like, let's make it known that on the record, she would not answer the question. So, I mean, these are the people who are working for Biden, y'all. These are the people who are in this administration. They are okay with this garbage. And of course, this is the stuff that's not being reported.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody cares. I mean, pay attention. Just pay attention.
Open borders are inhumane, and Joe Biden's immigration policies are already causing huge problems. I'm Sarah Carter. Subscribe to The Sarah Carter Show as I bring my experience and expert guests to discuss this crisis and more. Subscribe at Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I got a text yesterday, one of those auto texts from the government, I guess, that says that I am now eligible for the vaccine.
Interesting. Yeah,
because Indiana made it 50 and up.
Right, right. And I was, and my husband was telling me that yesterday. He came in, he's like, 50 and up is, and I'm not quite there. And I'm like, ah, man.
What, would you get it right away?
Yeah, I mean, I probably get it. I mean, I'm not
going to get it.
He's going to get his first dose because he's 8 years older than me. So he's 57. He's going to get his first dose here pretty soon. I think he signed up to get it. So he'll go get it. And then I don't know when I'll get a second dose, but I'd probably go get it. I mean, you know, I know.
I'm not, but you've had it.
If I would have had it already.
But I don't know how long that protects me.
Right. But I mean, to me personally, I'd be like, it's probably a year. So what, I wouldn't be in a rush to get it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I guess that's how I feel. I kind of just want it to be like a lot of people to have it. And then once a lot of people have it and they're doing fine for a year, then I'll get it.
Frankly, I would really like to wait until they have a single vaccine, like a one dose vaccine.
The Johnson & Johnson one is.
Right, right. Yeah. And I don't know when is that coming out? Do you know? I don't know.
It should be like imminent. I mean, it's happening now because I think it got approved. In fact, the Catholic Church, like the Pope is saying, don't take it because it has like aborted fetal cells in it or something. So,
but yet he endorses Joe Biden.
Right.
Who is like totally for abortion. What in the... Okay,
I know,
Pope.
That Pope is all over the place.
Oh my God.
All over the place.
Yeah, he also said there's a great flood coming. Did you guys hear that?
Mm-mm.
Yeah, yesterday he was talking about how there's a great flood coming because of climate change.
Oh my God.
Uh-huh. But don't get me started on the Pope. You guys don't want to hear what I think about the Pope. There's probably a lot of people here that would get really mad at me if I started talking about what I think about the Pope.
He's not a good Pope, though. I mean, I think most Catholics should be able to agree on the fact that he is a leftist lunatic.
Right.
As far as popes go.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, that is that, I think. So if you missed the news earlier, if you are a Chicks on the Right Insiders subscriber, we're going to have a party all up in here at 7:30 p.m. Eastern time on Sunday in advance of the big Oprah special with Meghan and Harry.
Yeah. So bring your what I called them the other day, procrastinators. They're actually fascinators.
I don't have one of those. I think I have a crown somewhere, but I don't remember where it is.
Just make one out of like cardboard or something.
Yeah, I probably have to.
Make a fascinator. I'm not going to go buy one. Just, you know, make a fascinator out of like, you know, just like find something in your house. Find it.
That actually works. If you put it with a bobby pin.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'd probably use like something from my daughter's birthday party and just like shove it on my head and that'll be my fascinator. And then, you know, we'll have a big party. It'll be great. And then I'll be in my jammies. Mock's going to be in her jammies.
Yeah. Jammies and crowns, man.
Crowns, you guys, on Sunday. It's going to be super fun. So we'll see everybody there, the insiders. And
subscribe if you haven't yet, man. It's the best group of people around, obviously, with the exception of our tailgater community, who is also very, very awesome.
Totally. Salt of the earth.
Yes.
Love those people. Salt of the earth. You guys, bring it in. Bring it in. Bring it in. Oh, God, so many stretches.
I know.
You guys... Have a great, great day. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Bye.
Bye, everybody.
Teachers unions are refusing to let schools open. Biden is going hard left, and the war continues on our culture and sanity. I'm Greg Corumbus. Join Jim Garrity and me each weekday for the Three Martini Lunch Podcast as we tackle the day's big news with conservative insights and lots of laughs. Subscribe to the Three Martini Lunch wherever you get your podcasts.